Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Will Bettendorf, Director of South and Southeast Asia for Cotton Council International. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This year during the 2018 Cotton USA Executive Delegation to India and Bangladesh, the group consisted of three U.S. exporters. We had Supima represented. We had the Intercontinental Exchange, ICE, representing, and we also had two producers join us. The delegation went to three different cities in India, New Delhi to the north, Mumbai in central India, and Coimbatore down in South India. And in each of those cities, we held a seminar for the mills, as well as for our downstream partners, which included brands and retailers and garment manufacturers. At each stop, also, we had the local USDA or FAS office join us. And then we also had agents of U.S. exporters join us also. So I think probably in each of those three cities, we had between probably 40 and I'd say about 65 people attend. So we had a great turnout through each of those cities in India. In addition, we in Mumbai, we brought them to a retail store called Raymond. And Raymond is one of our Cotton USA licensees. It's a very nice quality men's store, and they use U.S. cotton in their shirting fabrics. So all those products were labeled with the Cotton USA mark and also the Supima mark. And we were able to show the executive delegation members how U.S. cotton kind of goes through the entire supply chain and then finishes at retail. So that was interesting for them to see, and I think they enjoyed that visit. We also visited a textile mill that uses American cotton, and so they were able to see how U.S. cotton is processed at the mill as well.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In South Asia, some of the mills face difficulties with contract sanctity, not with U.S. cotton, but with cottons from nearby countries down there. And so that's one of the great appeals that U.S. cotton enjoys, is when a mill buys American cotton, they know that that contract will be respected and that it will be delivered exactly according to how they specified the cotton. So that's always good to reinforce with the mills, because they tend to initially just look at the price. And what we try to explain to them is that there's a net value to U.S. cotton. And not only do you get a great quality product, but you get what you ordered. And that doesn't always happen with some cottons from other origins. So we like to remind the industry about contract sanctity and reliability of U.S. cotton, as well as its benefits. When you look at the quality parameters over the past 5 to 10 years, there's a definite positive trend in all of those. And so we like to show the mills and manufacturers how we're improving our quality year on year.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There we had our seminar, but the second portion of that event included our Cotton Day celebration. So during the Cotton Day events, we have our local licensees from the textile mills. They put together a fashion show of U.S. cotton-rich products. That was very exciting because you had traditional Western apparel, but also some of our licensees use cotton to produce local ethnic dress. And so the fashion show included some of those fashions as well. Some of the highlights of the 2018 Executive Delegation to India and Bangladesh, they really include the opportunity for the exporters and the importers to get to meet each other and to exchange information and points of view, and to realize that there is a lot of common ground between the U.S. and Indian or U.S. and Bangladeshi industries. I think the highlight of these executive delegations is the positive impact that it makes not only on the exporters but also the importers, knowing that they can feel confident when they purchase U.S. cotton. An additional highlight was CCI being able to show the executive delegation members, you know, how all of the activities that we do actually come to life at retail, so they could see retail sales promotion activities. And so in India, they were able to see that at the Raymond store.